Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. You say I'm moving slow. I'm not in a hurry. I'll get what I want. I play the long game. How many times have you been told that you are not moving fast enough on your goals, even though you are making progress each and every day? How many times have you compared yourself to someone else that has what you want, but are much younger or got there a lot sooner than you, and then feel demoralized because of it? How many times have you told yourself that your time has passed to achieve those goals you always dreamed of, even though we have the highest life expectancies now, more than ever before, and it only keeps improving? Let me tell you about my first class in college. It was communications. The main thing I got out of that class was not so much about the subject itself, but rather what the professor shared about his life and when he was pursuing his master's degree. He shared that people that knew him would always tell him that he would be in school forever. His response, though, was always the same: "I'm almost finished." Why? Because every class that he took got him a class closer to finishing. And he did earn his master's degree, but he did so on his own timeline, the timeline that made sense for him. It took me about 7 years to finish my bachelor's degree, and at times, I felt like I would never finish. But I kept telling myself the same thing: I'm almost finished. You see, for me, I was not in a hurry. The first couple of years, I loaded up on classes as I wanted to sprint to the finish line. After a while, though, the whole college thing became a personal must get done, as my dream was to get a degree and to get it from the school I got it from, no other school but that one. At first, I started school because I believed that it was the only way to get ahead, which I quickly realized was not the case. I also wanted to stick it to my parents and show them that I did it, and did it without their help and while helping them financially. I have this thing that when I say I'm going to do something, I must do it. I won't have it any other way. It becomes do or die for me. No choice but success. Life got tough. Being a father, husband, and running a sales team was no walk in the park, but I did it. And just like my communications professor, I did it on my own timeline, when it worked for me. And so I know that anyone can do it too, if they want it bad enough. When family members would give me crap for being buried in books or typing away, I did it anyway. When I almost did not get my current job because they thought the school was going to be an obstacle and a distraction, I did it anyway, and proved them very wrong by becoming their top salesperson in less than a year while attending college full-time, and my second child had been born the same year. When my second child was born, time was even thinner for me. I did it anyway. When money became tight, I kept going and refused to take any student loans. In my last class, I was the only student that earned an A, something that the professor himself, on the very first day of class, said that not one student would earn an A. For me, it became a challenge. I would always figure it out, and I didn't just ride the wave of school, but I did it with high grades on almost all of my classes, and I graduated with honors. Now, I do not say all of this to brag, but for most of my life, I have heard people giving excuses on how long something will take to achieve, and all the excuses on why they don't get what they want. Many thought I was crazy for doing what I was doing, and even think I am crazy now for what I am doing in my current chapter of life, even though my results of everything I have ever done have been more than favorable. Not always, but definitely more times than not. I play the long game. I always have. I live the moment, but I'm always planting my seeds, knowing that they will not give any fruition till 2-3 years into the future, and I am okay with that. It is part of my design. Sometimes, you must sacrifice the short-term gains to get what you really want down the road, the ultimate goal of achieving whatever it is you want to achieve. There are no shortcuts, no magic pills, just pure work, deliberate work, and an insane amount of grit and discipline. Not on all days, but definitely in most days. If you want something, you must put it in the work to get it and learn to play the long game while ignoring the naysayers. Because this I know for sure: being poor is hard. Being financially stable is also hard. But what hard would you rather have? Life will be hard either way, and be grateful for that. It is what gives life meaning. Keep moving, even if your pace is slow according to others or even according to you. Time will move anyway. Better to have some improvement than no improvement at all. Your time will always come if you stick to your dream with deliberate actions. It might not be the same timeline as a person you look up to, but it will come if you do not give up. Remember, time will pass anyway. Might as well be the turtle that ultimately wins the race than to be that dreamer that did just that dream. Play the long game. Play your game. And while you are at it, make sure to have and enjoy the journey. It is what life is all about. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.